أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما. كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد. صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about equality of man and the test of Allah. One test of Allah is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants a person his ni'mats, Allah honors him, and then man will merely say that my Lord has honored me. And the other test of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala constrains provisions for insan, and then insan automatically he says, Rabbi Ahanan, that my Rabb has dishonored me, my Rabb has disgraced me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does an analysis of this kind of insan, and Allah says, Kalla, balla tukrimun al yateem. Nay, that is not the case. The truth and the reality is that you have not honored the orphan. Here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not speaking about fulfilling the rights of the orphan, or Allah Ta'ala is not speaking about looking after the orphan, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about the honor of an orphan. And this is one important aspect of our Shariat. Our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the gesture of the middle finger and the index finger, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I and the orphan will be like this on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, that real and true honor will be shown on the day of Qiyamah. Second is, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. And you have not urged each other to feed the miskeen, to feed the needy. One was the honor of the orphan, where you would have paid from your own wealth, and you would have looked after the orphans of your own families, your own communities, etc. But if you couldn't do that, then at least you should have urged others to spend on the miskeen, to spend that on those who are in need. By urging each other, it didn't necessarily mean that you spend only, but you could have made others also spend and encourage them. That would have also been a quality that you could have inherited and you could have built within yourself. But nay, that also you did not do. وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا. And you consumed the inheritance, أَكْلًا لَمَّا, such a devour, that was a devour of greed. You ate it, you consumed it, and you did this very greedily. And this was not your haqq and not your right. Possibly, you would have had a share in it, but you didn't only take your share, you took the share of others, or alternatively, you had no share in it, and yet you consumed the share of others. And today, the conditions around us speak for itself. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. And an analysis further of insan that now confirms the above qualities. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ. And you love wealth, حُبًّا جَمَّا, an excessive love. Generally, insan would love wealth. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has inclined us towards the love of wealth, the love of this material world. Insan is insan. But here what happens is your love is so excessive that now moves you away from the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We discussed this on one occasion, that if our love for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the love for Akhirat, and the love for success of the akhirat is 51%, and the love for the rest of the world is 49%, then we are sitting on the brinks of, we can say, equilibrium, in that a person will still do for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But no sooner does the love of this material world increase any more, then obviously we are going to fail in our duties towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Kalla idha dukkatil ardu dakkan dakka. After the analysis of insan, the inherent qualities of insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this reality that the Quran speaks about all the time, that we have the love for this world, but what is the reality of this world? Is this world going to be something forever and ever? Are we going to live in this world forever and ever? What is the ultimate journey? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nay, that is also not the reality, that man has this inherent love for this world and the material things of this world. But إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكَّا دَكَّا, that the earth will quake, it shake, and the earth will be disintegrated into absolute pieces. دَكَّا دَكَّا, repeated, and this repetition is to show excessiveness, it is to show emphasis, that most certainly not only pieces, but absolute pieces, this world will come into something that man had been hankering with, something that was in the heart, lingering, its love agitated a person all the time. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that which we loved, that also will be destroyed. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Then when that happens, that quake happens, this world will disintegrate. The day of Qiyamah, the Hisab and the Kitab will begin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, your Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come. How that will happen, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Wal malaku saffan saffa. And then the malaika will come lined up in sufuf, like how we perform our salat in rows. Waji'a yawma idhim bi jahannam. Then jahannam will be brought. In one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, 70,000 leashes will be tied to the fire of Jahannam, and 70,000 malaika will be holding each of those leashes. Now again, how that will happen, that is only known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. يَوْمَ إِذِي يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ. When insan sees this entire scene in front of him, now insan will begin to remember. Insan will begin now to take heed. But obviously, what is he going to take heed about? وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. And how is that going to avail him? It is not going to avail him in the slightest bit. He has gotten up too late. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. At that time, man's regret, man's remorse will be one that how I wish I could have sent forward something for my life, or something during my lifetime in this material world. The real life is the life of the hereafter. This world is a world of earning and toiling, and hence, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in so many different parts of the Kitabullah of the Quran, that whatever we do, we will find it present there on the day of Qiyamah. Now, a person doesn't find anything, and this is his regret and his remorse. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٌ. On that day, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will chastise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish like no one else would have been able to punish. وَلَا يُوثِقُ وَثَاقَهُ أَحَدٌ. In this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bound us by the shariat, by the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But man did not want to bind himself. Man did not want to commit himself to the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the day of Qiyamah, nobody will shackle anyone like the shackling of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, now a person will be bound into the shackles because he wanted to lead a free life in this material world. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.